The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews. Loch Associates Group can help you with your employment law, HR, health and well-being, and mediation needs. People are our business. It's what we do every day. Find us online at lochassociates.co.uk.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Show on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. On today's show, I'm going to be talking with Dominic Offord. Dominic is from Local Desks, and we're going to be talking about office space, shared space, hybrid space, all kinds of space. So, Dominic, welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Show. It's a pleasure to see you. Why don't we kick off by you telling us a bit about Dominic and a bit about Local Desks?
Yeah, no, thanks very much, Paul, and really good to speak to you again. A bit about Dominic. God, that's a long and winding tale, that is. How long have you got? well, essentially, I've been in commercial sales strategy for the 20-odd years, previously Royal Navy, 6 years on the minesweepers. And a couple of years ago, I was working, doing some contracts, and I needed some office space. And I couldn't find anywhere, and I needed space in close to me in Tunbridge Wells, and I didn't want to rent a whole room or a whole office for 6 months because I was working on contracts, and that's where the idea for Local Desks came. And that's where you see me now. A few years later, a couple of lockdowns and a pandemic gone.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I thought I had a problem with my microphone now. that's interesting stuff. Now, when I spoke to you off air a while back, you were talking about, you know, the journey that you've been on, and you kind of briefly alluded to it there. And that kind of struck a chord with me because, as you know, I own Fruitworks, which is a community workspace. And we launched 11, 12 years ago, almost exactly on the basis that you've identified. We had a small web development agency, which we still have, and we had extra space in our office. So we decided to try and do something with it. We've now got a lot of extra space, like 12,000 square feet, have gone from there. So give us an overview of exactly what Local Desk does and how you see the market for shared space.
Yeah, well, Local Desk is very, very simple. It's bringing together hosts and remote workers. Right. And when we look at the world we're in, the environment we're in now, and this is probably the best example of why we need hosts and everything else, because my doorbell's just rung with a food delivery. And my whole ethos is about professionalizing. Yeah, there's a real need to professionalize the workplace again, and we've gone through. With the lockdowns, the interesting and amusing cats walking across screens, children interrupting me, all of those over the last 18 months. There's a view that we need to professionalize work again, and so we've got this rise in remote workers. We've got these hubs, these co-working spaces, these office spaces now that are empty, and it's how would I, as a remote worker, know where to find them and know where to look? Yep. And so this is where Local Desk come in. It's a platform where you can go and you can look at the various hosts within your towns and your cities. And then you can see where you want to work. And then you book it via Local Desks. And the money obviously goes to the hosts. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to subscribe. You don't have to do anything. But then it means that you can just rock up on the day and book on the day, or you can book in advance. It's that flexibility that I think we all need and want now.
Right. Okay. And I get that entirely. And I hear what you're saying about home working as well. I mean, a lot of people have taken to home working. I was going to say enjoyed, but that's not strictly true. What they've enjoyed is not commuting. A lot of people don't like working from home specifically because they don't have the space, they don't have the technology, they don't have the broadband, the kids, the cats, the parrot, everything's annoying. But what they don't want to do is go back to work. They don't want to get on a train or get in a car and drive 20 miles to go to work.
Yeah.
So I think you're absolutely right. I see the rise of local ad hoc usage space. And I see 100%. That hybrid model as a way forward. You know, since we launched Fruitworks back 11 years or so ago, we were the first community space in Kent. There must be, I've got a little directory running and I can't keep it up to date. There must be 20 odd now, at least, in Kent, of those kind of spaces. So there's one in every town, just about. And there's quite a few in villages as well these days.
So this is where you see when you think about, and you're spot on everything you say. It's, you know, I like being in an office. I like an office environment. I love those water cooler moments. You think Euro 2020, bizarrely enough, is going on in now in 2021. But it's those moments where you hook up with your colleagues and you talk about the game the night before, or you talk about, you know, the TV moments that you've watched. We all watch Line of Duty. It's those shared conversations and experiences and emotions. And that's what we miss. And I found myself during lockdown, there were times I started to drift a little bit and I started to get lost in my days were like the sea of sameness. And you need that spark of human life. But I don't want to have to sit on a train on a hot, sunny day that's stuck outside London Bridge for 3 hours because of point failures. You know, I don't want to have to spend money for that privilege on a very expensive train. But I do still need that environment. I still need to be professional. Yeah. How can I do that? And when you overlay that with the pandemic and how we've seen the rise of the influx of people from the movement of people from London, for example, moving out to Kent, moving out to Essex, moving out everywhere.
Yeah, sure.
Outside of London, because they need the space. They want the space. They want, you know, just in case, God forbid, this happens again, they want that fresh air. Yeah. Where are they going to work and how they want to work? But they're moving their whole families into a new community. They want to be part of that community. And I believe, and the rest of the Local Desk team believe, that it's about powering the national recovery on a local economic level. So let's do our local shops. Let's support our local businesses, because consumer trends are highlighting that that's what consumers want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Also, on the other side of the coin as well, and this has affected me in some of my other businesses, I've got a business that has large premises in Maidstone, as it happens, and I had a number of people working there, so I had premises big enough to cope with that number of people working there. I don't have that number of people working there anymore, but I'm locked into a lease, and a very expensive lease. So one of the things I'm seeing on the other side of the coin is businesses saying, if this happens again, I don't want to be caught in a lease that I can't afford. So a lot of businesses are now looking for very easy terms, easily expandable kind of things. And I've got a classic one of those. Part of the complex where Fruitworks is has a tenant that's got offices there that have been there for years. And they approached me a while back and went, do you want to take over our lease? Why? And they said, well, basically, we've all been working from home for a year and we realized we didn't need to spend any money on this very expensive office. Yeah. So I said, so what are you going to do? They said, well, we need to get together at least once or twice a week. So I said, so what are you going to do? And they said, we're going to rent desk space from Fruitworks. So so we did the deal. But, you're seeing more and more of that, especially small and medium-sized businesses that don't want to be locked into a long-term contract and want flexibility. And, of course, flexibility is key in a number of other areas, and I'd like your view on this as well, Dominic. You know, as we unfold, if we ever do, from this lockdown, the landscape's going to change for a lot of businesses, and our needs are going to change, and they're going to change on a rolling basis. So, one of the things I see is there's going to be a need for community meeting space as well. And I'd like your view on that.
Again, complete agreement with you. I mean, yes. I mean, this has come we're talking the week of the announcement from the government that they're extending the restrictions for another month. Yeah. And that's absolutely, it is where we are where we are. So we have to now work around this. How do we find the solutions? I think that's what, we're great at doing is finding a solution, finding a workaround to an issue and a problem. And where it comes to leases, I know of three companies in the when the lockdown happened first, that their leases were up. And so they just went, you know what, we've just spent all this money on tech, on making sure the staff can work remotely. And these were office-based teams, you know, a lot of commercial teams that were used to being in the office. And they were like, well, we've performed and we've delivered without the need, without an office.
Right.
So our leases are up. We're not extending them. Where it comes to the what will you do, how will you get together, they're like, well, we do monthly catch-ups in a meeting room somewhere. One company is talking about they've got remote, their teams are based all over the Southeast. So what they're going to do, and I'm interested to see how this one plays out, but they're going to be going to each member of their team's local town to have the meeting there so that each one is not impacted with a commute into London. And I think that's actually quite a collaborative, quite a community feel.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you, as a team, you get to see where your other colleagues live. So I love that idea.
Yeah.
But it's so they're looking for meeting space. They're looking for that remote, that connectivity, sorry. Yeah. And then when you think about empty offices, what are we doing about those? You know, there's a whole issue at the moment about town centres in decline. Now, when you think about how many offices have got, you know, I, again, looking at Tunbridge Wells, the whole area where there are accountants and solicitors that have got all these big office spaces, they've managed to work without them. So what are we going to do with those?
Yeah.
This is where local desks comes in, because we can, you know, we don't mind who you are. You just post it on us, but you've got the internet, you've got the broadband, you've got the connectivity, you've got the office space, you've got the social distancing already set up. You're having, and this is a way to supplement that revenue and that income that is then going to be going to pay for your costs through letting remote workers in. So I think that side is going to then drive, and when you talk about the community, that's going to drive the local community, because we'll all be there. But then so when I say be there, what I mean is we'll be there during the days buying from the local coffee shops and that. But then we're there in the evenings. I mean, I moved to Tunbridge Wells in 2002. I grew up in South London, moved out, priced out from where I lived. So I moved out to Tunbridge Wells. And I spent 20 odd years commuting to London. I never actually got to know my hometown.
Yeah.
And I missed out on so many theatres, Jazz on the Pantiles, all of these community attractions that I didn't get a chance to see because I was stuck on the 6 o'clock from Charing Cross. Again, stuck outside the Highbrooms Tunnel waiting to go in. So it's that when we look at where we are now, this is a great opportunity to reset the community, to welcome in the new people who have moved in. And let's say, let's power that economy. And community is everything.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Dominic. It is about community. It's about localism. It's about rebuilding from the ground up. You know, we've spent the 20th century was all about top down. And it was all, you know, we ran. I saw this quote once in a management book I read years and years ago, and it stuck with me forever. And it was a chap wrote a fantastic book called Up the Organization. It's not in print anymore, sadly. It was a brilliant book. One of the things he said is the trouble with organizations in the West, he was American, but the trouble with organizations in the West is that 2,000 years later, we're still organized like the Roman legions. Where you have an emperor at the top and then it all filters down to the the sloggers at the bottom. And for a long time, that's needed to change because that's not effective. And it's certainly not effective in the 21st century when we have all this digital connection. The reason for a chain of command before was to pass information down. But now the local area gets information before the center. So, you know.
What drives the local business? If you think about it, if you just saying you're an accountancy firm, you're looking at your pack. You know, you know what's happening on the streets because you're attending the networking events. You're a member, say, of the FSB or something like that. So you're tapped into your local community, your local economy. You know what the pressures are coming from. You know where the ebb and the flow is. The region, the top, they're not as tapped in. So they're needing information to help make, national strategies, national plans. But it's the region and it's the local level that have that knowledge and have that power and have that ability to react accordingly. And Absolutely. This is where flexibility comes into it. If businesses are now realizing this, then it's great, because this is where the sea change is going to come. This is where we'll start to see the local economies really start bouncing back. It's not going to happen overnight.
No,
it's going to take a lot of work, and you're going to need the council, everyone involved. But I honestly believe this is where we can start. If we start somewhere, we start rebuilding now on the back of a global pandemic.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. Funny enough, I also, the studio, the very studio that we're broadcasting this radio show from, is in a shared space. It's in Ashford. It's at Kent Space, in a shared space there. That's more office pods rather than hot desks, but that kind of works best for a radio studio, to be honest.
Yes.
But again, it's very popular. And although we all have our own offices or rooms, there's a big community feel there. Yeah. And, you know, when we could, you're not really doing it at the moment, but there's lots of coffee rooms and cooler water coolers and stuff. So you've still got that chance to chat. But this time you're not just chatting to colleagues, you're chatting to potential customers.
Yes, exactly. And you think, now, yes, there's a need. And I had a query come in last week from someone who wanted, they're a trader, they want that kind of secure, secluded space. And that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But it's when you leave that space, when you come out, when you join back in into the rest of the world, that's where you want to have, it was a conversation I was having. But they had, it was a host. They had a trader who needed that secure space, that needed that seclusion so they could do their deals. But we were talking about, it's about when they come out. Yes, it's all very well being in your bubble, being in your world and doing your secure transactions and doing what you need to do. But it's when you walk out that door, that's when you need a community, whether you've had a bad day, whether you've had an exhilarating day. You've got a room full of people that perhaps they may be your clients, they may be, competitors, they may be network, whoever, but they're all in a shared space working together. Then all of a sudden, everyone is there talking to you and you're back in society. But you're also, if it's a bad day, you've switched off. You're able to switch off from that room, and it's leaving that room and entering the world again. That's where these types of community hubs, I think, are perfect, because you do have so many people from different worlds that are there. So you can park. To a certain extent, you can park your problems from work when you close that door. And when you're in your own office, you tend not to do it, because you're over a coffee with someone. You'll then carry on the conversation about the annoyance or the issue or the pressure. You don't switch off until you walk through your door at home. And by that time, you're tired, your brain's tired. You need de-stress.
Absolutely. I'm talking to Dominic Offord of Local Desks. We're discussing flexible working, community space, hot desking space, and the new paradigm as it unfolds from the lockdown and hopefully the ending of the pandemic, and we move into a new era. Dominic, I just want to put a couple of other things to you. One of the things I see about different organizations sharing the same space, whether they do that with offices or hot desking or meeting rooms, one of the things I've seen is that it inspires collaboration. And I don't know if you've kind of come across that, but I find that lots of people can go, we get people go, yeah, anyone know how to do so-and-so? And somebody will go, yeah, I can show you how to do that. Or does anyone know someone that can fix this? And someone will go, yeah, that's what we do. So I've noticed that it's also a catalyst for sharing and collaborating.
How wonderful is that? And I know exactly what you mean. I was working above a pub a couple of years ago before I started, when Local Desk was just coming to the forefront as an idea. And I had a journalist sitting there who worked for a trade magazine. I then had a graphic designer on the other side, and I was working on a proposal that I needed sanity checking because I'd got so bogged down in my detail. I think I was starting to navel gaze badly over my proposal, getting too lyrical, thinking I was you know, Sartre or someone writing this wonderful lengthy tome. So I gave it, I said, would you just cast a glance over this for me? And he ripped it apart, but made it so much better. Because of, you know, it was that collaboration. He didn't have any skin in my game.
Yeah.
But it was just because we'd spent the day a few days working in the same place.
Yeah.
And it was just nice to have that. And you're right. I mean, it's like I've sat there another times. Someone's talking to, you know, a sole trader is talking to me about their pricing structure. Yeah. You know, I can sit there as someone who's been, you know, done the commercial side of it for, you know, 20 odd years. I can talk about pricing and, you know, which then feeds their business. So you're 100% right. It's that collaboration, which is, it's lovely. It's enjoyable. It is the enjoyable side of it.
Yeah. And as you said earlier, that endangers the spirit of localism as well, you know, because people start to build networks and they start to build relationships with other businesses in their immediate community. And that aids everybody and ratchets us all up, you know, one step at a time. So,
No, I had an international network, which I thought was wonderful and brilliant. And I could go to any country in the world and have a meeting. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that in my own town. I didn't know anyone in my own town. And that's, you know, it must be now about 4 or 5 years ago. But when I stepped away and just started needing a local network, I didn't have one. And it was frightening for someone who was so confident and sure of my network and my LinkedIn profile and all of this. But I couldn't act. I wouldn't know who to turn to locally. So I made a point of attending all of the local networking events when we're allowed to. And I loved those. And all of a sudden, I started to see the skills and strengths of the local businesses, which I hadn't realized before. And then you start to see how they feed the larger businesses and the larger multinationals or the nationals because of whether they're a freelancer, whether they're providing a service for an office, whether they're providing an accounting system or whatever.
It's a
different world. And I loved it. And it really changed my view. Made me step up and actually create a local network.
Absolutely. I want to ask you one last thing before we close this interview. If I'm a local business person, I've got a reasonable office in a town centre somewhere, maybe, or, you know, on the edges of a town, and all of a sudden I find I'm not utilising all my space.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice if somebody goes, oh, I wonder if I could let some of it out as hot desking?
Well, funny question, and Paul, that's probably the most insightful question you've asked ever. Yes, funny enough, there is a service. Yeah, I would say do it. Listen, they, regardless of where you do it, and I'd love everyone to come and do it on local desks. I'm very proud of what we've built and what we're doing. But I think we're going through a time of change. If you've got that empty space, then why let it sit? You know, I being ex-military, we used to put our warships into mothball. And they would just sit there rusting away and do nothing. And, you know, what was the point? Why put your office into mothball? There are people out there that have just moved into the area, no matter where this is. You know, they've moved into the area. You can have a workforce, but they just won't be your workforce, but they'll be your customers.
Yeah.
And they will come to you. They will want your desks. They will want your broadband. They will want your coffee and your tea. And you know what? You'll be able to charge them for that.
Yeah.
So you will the money you've lost, you will not obviously recoup overnight, but you have another revenue stream to tap into that perhaps you don't realize.
Yeah.
So please, I would say do it, but do it on local desks.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great way, you know, because one of the things that people say to me is, look, I haven't got a lot of space, but I've got four or five desks. But if I have to market that, you know, it's not going to be worth it. If they can put it on local desks, and I just want to end up asking you how local desks actually works, but if they can put it on local desks and you know, so somebody turns, I don't know, if they're in Seven Oaks and somebody walks up into Seven Oaks and goes, I need something to work for a week. Oh, log on to local desks. Oh, you know, Johnson & Johnson have got some four desks spare. I'll have one of those. So I see that as a great thing. Just finish up, Dominic, by telling us how local desks work as a business. Yeah.
Yeah, no, sure. Local desk doesn't cost the hosts anything to come on board. You don't have to sign up to a contract. We are not an agency. We're all you do is you sign up, you post your office space on the desk space onto the website. You put some pictures on there. We're doing interviews and things like that at the moment. I've got we're doing walkthroughs and everything. There's so much marketing going about doing it, but then we promote the venue via local desk. So our aim is to get people to book their desks via local desk.
Okay.
The money we will take is from the booking itself, and it's not a massive amount. So it's about our focus is to get the guests to come into your office and to sit at your desks and to book it for a day, for a week, however long.
Yeah.
And that's it's as simple as that. There are no hidden fees, no hidden charges. We've got some pubs and hotels that are also looking at it. They're doing things like including lunch within the service as well. So it's open to everyone if you've got proper space. But I would say the one thing you do need to have is good broadband. It's the basics. But yeah, it's so simple. It's so easy. I'd love to, if anyone wants to have a deeper conversation, then just give me a shout and I'll talk you through it. But we try to make it as simple as possible, because otherwise I'll get confused.
Fantastic. Give us one shout out for your website so that people can check you out.
Yeah. It's www.localdesks.co.uk, and it says exactly what it does exactly what it says on the tin.
Fantastic. Dominic Offord, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Extra Show. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and we'll see you again soon.
Paul, thank you so much, and I look forward to continuing listening with the Bunker Show. I always enjoy it, especially when you get the music wrong.
Fantastic.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.